Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stopped, opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text LOSE to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text LOSE to 200-300. That's LOSE to 200-300. LOSE to 200-300.
You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment. Last week on the Glass Cannon Podcast.
Can we move on?
Okay. You sure you're ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
The heroes unlocked more rooms of the forest hideout.
I also see a wooden ladder leading up to the ceiling to another room. It's like a 5-foot-wide hole.
As the enemy rained attacks from above.
You see a figure up there, looks human, pulling the ladder up. But then next to him, a creature emerges with multiple legs and boom, fires a web down at you.
Fudge.
But even after the Oak Steward and his beast were vanquished...
Ah! Is that a divine lance? That's right, motherfucker!
Oh, that's divine.
That's a critical hit.
Oh! Yes! All you do is crit on AOOs!
Yes. Oh,
all
my God.
All you do!
The spider's venom still ran through Zephyr's veins.
Zephy-do.
14.
Oh, Zephy-do.
Oh, no.
Zephy-do.
Zephy-do.
Zephy-don't.
Zephy-don't.
The adventure continues.
Maximum 6 points of poison damage.
Ow!
No.
Outside is frightful, but here in Glass Cannon Studios, it is so delightful because it's episode 12 of the Glass Cannon Podcast Campaign 2. Can you believe it? A dozen.
Solid dozen.
That's all it does. I feel like it's flying by to me. I feel like we're making headway. We're figuring everything out.
We're really good at the game.
No more mystery.
And the rules.
And I don't know. I feel like we're about to win.
Yeah.
It is a game you win or lose.
Right. There's no middle ground between
not to me.
Losing.
Not to me. What is the win condition of your TTRPG experience here at the Glass Cannon Network?
Let me just look that up. Win condition. Should I apply that? Or
Cindy's like, I'm an American. I'm going to win.
It's right. Not about the journey. It's about winning.
Yeah. That's
it. Well said, Kate.
That's what they say. Put.
Who said that? Albert Einstein?
Caitlin Stamos.
Okay.
Caitlin sounded like you forgot your own name for a second.
It's Caitlin Stamos.
Wait, guys?
Is Lynn your middle name?
Do we have a robot replace Kate? This
Caitlin Lynn Stamos.
Caitlin. Oh, no, she's malfunctioning. Kate, who are you and what is your purpose? Caitlin.
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 Do you like movies?
I did see a movie.
It's not her.
Wait, I want to know.
How'd she get the sword?
Sword circuit.
How'd you get a dagger?
What movie?
I saw the Barbie movie.
Oh.
Oh, that's a movie.
Oh.
It was fine.
Is it a film or a movie?
What?
What?
I think it's a very obvious question.
Yeah. Is it a film or a movie?
Or a movie.
I don't think I know the difference.
Friend of the show who's appeared on the show several times, not this show, but other shows in the network, Rob Kirkovich, used to have a podcast called Film or Movie, where they would have these debates.
Huh.
Was it a film or was it a movie?
Hot take with Barbie?
Yeah. It's
both.
Top Gun. Mm. Movie.
Movie.
The Godfather. Film.
Movie. No. I didn't get it yet. I'm going to keep up.
Here's the tricky
one. Working on it.
Jaws.
Ooh.
Film.
Movie.
It's a film disguised as a movie.
No, it's one, a classic summer block.
No one has said what the difference is yet. You're just saying movies.
Everyone saying gets it. Yeah.
Right.
But you have to have seen the movies we're talking about to feel it.
Or any movie.
Besides Barbie.
Ever.
Film or movie. Jaws.
I said film.
Film? Jaws? Yeah. There is no right answer.
Okay, film or movie?
You have to say.
After you say that.
You know what? I don't think you need to say the game either.
I mean, it makes sense to me.
You have to give it a
chance. Wait, my turn.
Film or movie?
Film.
Did I get it right, Sydney?
Sounds like three syllables.
How does your grading system work?
I love this game.
Choose your own charades.
I was giving a pregnant pause for effect.
Okay.
Film or movie?
Okay.
Antichrist.
I don't know what that is.
What?
I don't know what it is, and it's probably garbage. I'll say film.
Which of the options includes the reaction to it?
That's a film. That's okay. Melancholia. Do you know that one?
That's a film.
Film.
According to Wikipedia, Antichrist is a film. But they don't understand the game.
I don't think Wikipedia is playing the game live in real time.
It does say parentheses film.
I'm going to start editing all the
film
Wikipedia.
Film is artsy.
Yes.
Artistic. Like this person went to film school.
It can be.
I feel.
It can be.
Movie, I feel like, is something that, is made to.
For the masses.
For the masses, general market to generate massive income.
Weekend at Bernie's.
Film.
Movie.
Skid, I feel like you would have
the ironic use of it, which just yeah.
I feel like you would have a hot take, film and or movie.
Oh, film or movie?
Film.
I mean, I know.
Oh,
Star Wars.
Oh,
like that's
a movie.
A good.
Which
discussion.
One? Which?
Yeah, that's a movie.
Which one?
This A New Hope, Star Wars.
Yeah, that's a movie.
Here's the thing. There is this undercurrent that you have to be careful of. Saying something is a movie doesn't mean it's less than.
No, it's a different.
But I think that's often confused.
It's a different. American Beauty.
Film.
Film. It's meant. It was made to be a film. That's not, I'm not saying it was.
But it ended up.
But see, now you're doing the undercurrent. You can't. See, this is the thing about you. You can't speak about anything without undercurrent.
No, I didn't say I have to follow the rules.
It's my game. Shawshank Redemption.
Rob's game.
Oh, that's a great
Shawshank
one.
Redemption.
That's a movie. That's a movie.
But if you were to take 30 years of relentless TNT broadcasting off the table, do you say the same thing?
Are there a lot of films that are adaptations of novels, or like are most adaptations than just movies because it was somebody else's idea anyway?
I think that's not a criteria.
Okay. Yeah, that has nothing to do with it.
Does one become a movie when you are then broadcast on television?
Is
it just a movie because it's popular?
No, The Godfather is incredibly popular.
Is a mouse?
It's a movie, as I said.
That's
when inside a house, is it a mouse? And when it goes outside, does it become a rat?
I've lost you.
Well, here's it's also so subjective, too, because if you're in France, all of the Jerry Lewis movies are films.
Yeah.
But over here, they're definitely movies.
Okay, your thoughts on the entire discussion.
I just wanted to stop.
All we do every week is find a new topic one person hates at the table.
That's what being friends is about.
I'm going to consider that a victory over what happened last
time. I agree.
Matthew, you were the one.
You know what time of year a lot of films and movies are released? This time of year. Lord of the Rings came out around this time.
Love Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Those are
20 years ago this year it completed.
You, Sydney, who was sitting here in a studio recording yourself playing a role-playing game enjoys Lord of the Rings?
You like those movies?
You like that movie?
You are being so pedantic right now. And I won't stand for it. In fact, I'm going to sit the rest of the game.
You look like a children's show host.
Hey, kids.
Hey, everybody.
Today's letter is the letter M.
It was so uncalled for.
It was really aggressive.
I don't want to say that you juggle, but I know you've taken juggling lessons in that show.
I can juggle.
Oh my God.
Would you flip me on a YouTube for your kids? Would you plop them down and trust me with your whole heart and soul?
There is money to be made in the business of being a child
boy.
TV
you brought
host.
Up what's his face, the one with the dumb name.
Oh, dare you, Blippi?
Blippi. I was going to say Bingo.
You mean
Bingy?
The film?
You mean star on stage and screen? Blippi?
Clippy, who helps on the Word document. I think I could do that.
You look like you should have a puppet on both hands.
Listen, I'm forever terrorized by all of you because we all sat here and individually were like, Sydney, we love your shirt. Every single one of us almost were like, we love it.
Almost.
All and you know what's going to happen it. When that yeah. happens? It's going to be banter.
You all turned on me so fast.
What? I can like a shirt like that is shirt. Also we a children's laughed. Television host shirt.
Do you know the child laughed. Sheets it was made out of? Or did you?
You're laughing the hardest of any of us.
I know. It's so funny.
He's so right.
Which part of it was the pillowcase?
The sheet was being used as a tent at the time. A fort, I believe it was.
It's all gathered under Sydney's fort to play today.
Plenty of room for all of us.
Yeah, I mean, film or movie is just a fun sort of nonsensical discussion.
Well, I think
it's a cool pod.
The most fun part about it is just is coming up with the movie to debate about.
Yeah.
It's like trying to think like what is that really on that fine line? That's fun.
Did they ever do one where it was like the original is a film but the remake is a movie or vice versa?
Oh, I'm sure they have. That's they used to like pick two films that were sort of
related.
Yeah, like they would compare and contrast them and trying to determine.
I like that we've just turned this banter into an ad for Rob's
podcast. Now defunct podcast.
Hey, this is the shot in the arm it needed. Unfortunately, it's
one day we too
made.
Shall be defunct, and maybe someone will pay it forward.
Let me ask you this: Glass Cannon podcast or film?
I probably podcast.
Probably podcast.
I think it's a podcast.
Okay.
But we'll talk about it internally and make a decision.
The Reddit forums are going crazy.
We'll let you know right after this break.
Guys, we all have busy lives these days, do we not? Cannot afford to waste a day stuck on the couch because you had a few drinks last night, LaValley.
I've never had more free time in my life.
If there's anything I can afford, it's exactly that.
Suddenly, after the third child, my schedule just opened. Yeah.
Opened wide up. No, we are far, far, far too busy to lose a morning just because we wanted to have a few drinks out the night before. And that is why we are so happy to be sponsored by ZBiotics Pre-Alcohol Probiotic. This drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists, Skid.
Doctors!
To tackle rough mornings after drinking. Matthew, you've tried ZBiotics.
I did. I was suspicious. Skid. We were out in St. Louis.
Yeah, St. Louis. Yeah.
And Skid, I remember you drank some right before we went out to lunch.
And we had, because that's normally, we have some drinks like the day of a show and like into the evening and everything. We definitely like have some drinks and I don't normally drink that much at all anymore. So it's like, we both tried it.
Yeah. And then I tried it. I was going out to meet a friend and I was like, all right. And the next day I was like up with Mira and just like, you know, hanging out.
Just like you hadn't gone out at all, which is phenomenal. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, Troy, not dehydration that's to blame for your rough next morning. ZBiotics Pre-Alcohol Probiotic produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. Just remember to make ZBiotics Pre-Alcohol your first drink of the night. Drink responsibly and you'll feel your best tomorrow. I think this is a spectacular gift idea.
personally.
Oh my God, yeah.
I am absolutely getting this for multiple people in my family.
Oh yeah.
Who I think will really, really appreciate it. Yeah, I think it's going to be an awesome, awesome gift idea. So go to zbiotics.com/GCP to get 15% off your first order when you use code GCP at checkout. Zbiotics is backed with a 100% money back guarantee. So if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money.
No brainer.
No questions asked. No brainer. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/GCP and use the code GCP at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode of the GCP and for our good times.
Yeah, good times.
Woo!
Woo! Hello, my friends, and thank you for tuning into this ep of the old GCP, which is sponsored by NordVPN. And I am so juiced about that because I'm a NordVPN user myself, and I recommend that you try it out using our promo code that they've given us, because you'll get a sick deal. And there's a money-back guarantee, so there's no risk. If you're not familiar with NordVPN, it's an incredibly easy-to-use service that you download onto your phone as an app. You can then use it when you wish to change your virtual location so that your phone or Windows computer or Mac or Linux device can appear to be located in a different country. This is advantageous on several levels, but for me, primarily, it's for security. I am much more comfortable when I'm using hotel Wi-Fi when we're on tour if I'm working through NordVPN, because it'll protect my private information, like my passwords, my banking info, etc. Beyond that, though, the uses of the app are numerous. You can save money on flights, hotels, and even some subscriptions, because those prices can be based on the country of origin. As I mentioned before, you can set up NordVPN on a ton of different devices, not just your phone. You can have as many as 6 devices hooked up to just one NordVPN account. And that account is basically costs like a cup of coffee per month. So to grab our huge discount off your NordVPN plan, go to nordvpn.com/GCP. Our code will also give you 4 extra months on the 2-year plan. There's no risk with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. The link is in the episode description.
Film. We've decided it's a film. It was a weird discussion that we had behind the scenes, but we've determined it's a film. I would go into why, but it would be boring. I want to thank our sponsors. Haven't talked about them in a hot second. Demiplane, Foundry VTT, and Norse Foundry, who's been heavily featured lately with all these initiatives and dice rolls.
With all this dice rolling we're doing in this podcast.
Yeah.
Film.
Film.
Oh, right. Film.
In this film.
In this film.
Excuse me.
The Glass Cannon film. We should rename it. I don't understand what they're doing over there.
Put out a new logo, like, just in the podcast thing. It's like the Glass Cannon film.
Film.
Glass Cannon film, comma, the audio experience.
Yeah.
The Glass Cannon film, comma, a podcast.
A podcast.
Make it really confusing.
It's very confusing.
Well, I'll tell you, last week's combat was pretty cinematic.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah. The great ladder fight.
I could picture it all. I could picture Zephyr, like, sealed to the ladder, like, unable to move and creating this blockade. It was awesome.
She's still there.
Still there. To this day.
Oh, my gosh. And, like, dying, maybe?
I'm not dying.
I don't want to overstate, but die?
We got some saves to make.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some poison coursing through various veins that we're going to have to deal with.
More than one vein?
I think there's multiple people poisoned, right? Or just Zephyr.
No, me too.
You're poisoned
too? I saved once, but I was already down.
Did you make a fresh antidote?
No, it lasts for 6 hours.
Ah, 6 hours. Okay. And sadly,
I could stuff one down Zephyr's throat if she wants it.
Well, I can't move.
You can still swallow.
Well, let's jump back into initiative then. That would have been the Dream Spider was going to use a webbed attack. So we already rolled the checks, right?
What?
Nobody listened. Everyone just stopped listening to Troy all of a sudden, including myself, and I don't really know why.
I wasn't listening to them either.
Matthew said swallow, and we're just like really immature.
Swallow and shove down the throat. You said a lot of gross stuff.
Yeah.
I was just trying to blow past it like an adult.
Yeah, me too.
The Dream Spider cast a web. I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have done that. Mm-hmm. That range attack caused an AOO, which killed it. So since the Dream Spider already went, I'm The way I'm remembering is that we rolled the checks, and some of you are still poisoned. So you now have some time between what would be its next turn to give yourself buffs to roll against that poison, or your allies, if there's something they can do to give you a bonus to your save, you could do that. But you're at stage one,
yeah,
and you've now fallen to stage two, Zephyr. So it would be Talitha's turn here. Is there anything you could... If there's nothing you can do to help, we'll just keep moving and run these checks out.
I mean, I think with three actions, I could make a quick tincture, scramble up, partway up the ladder, and pour the antidote down Zephyr's throat.
That's fine.
And then that'll be my turn.
Okay, Lucky, is there anything you can do to aid them in their poisonous situation?
Not really. I have a zero in medicine.
Okay.
I could look up here really quick to see if there is any antidote or anything else that would be...
Mm. Oh, yeah, you can treat poison with medicine skill.
But I have a plus zero in medicine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a trained action. You have to be trained in medicine.
All right, well, just looking here, roll a perception check.
Okay. That's a 13.
I mean, there's so much shit going on up here. There might be something helpful here, but you don't even know up from down. And that's fine. This is what I assume, that there wouldn't be anything really Lucky could do in this, like, the speed with which this is happening. So going back to the other map, it is going to be Brother Ramius's turn.
Brother Ramius will attempt to treat poison on Zephyr.
Okay.
So, yeah, he's got his healer's tools with him, and he will attempt to... just pull the webs off of you and use these tools to wipe the poison from your skin, from your flesh.
Okay.
And so it is a medicine check against the DC of the affliction. So
okay.
whatever its DC is, that's a 24, not going to be a crit.
Okay, that is a success, though.
Yeah, but so plus two to your circumstance bonus.
And you get a plus two from my antidote.
Cool.
Is that a circum? That's an item bonus.
All right, so stack. So you're going to have a plus four when it comes to you. All right, now it is your turn, Zephyr. I don't know if there's anything you can do to further help yourself, right?
I feel like the poison is the thing I want to figure out first, and then immobilization.
Well, there's nothing you can do for the poison, so you might as well try to escape, because the poison's going to tick in about...
Oh, I have to wait to do that, right? Yeah. Right. Okay,
and you could treat poison on yourself and try for the crit, but but you can only do it when you're trained, so I guess not.
I'll wait for the save I make, and I'll have a plus four.
Okay, and I'm not going to have you roll these checks. You're going to get out of there. They're going to help you. That's fine. So then moving on to Buggles. Buggles, is there anything you can do to help this poison situation?
I can't. I think just he's going to be trying to pluck the webs away from her and the ladder. He's just like, please, I'll try to get rid of it.
Yeah.
And his thing, he's stupefied too, because he's come out of his...
Unleashing his
psyche. Ah. He's like, he's kind of like little birds like flying around his football head.
His football head.
All right, so then we would go to what would be the top of round four, and the stupefieds will go away, which may, I don't know if that'll help you in your check. Probably not, because these are fortitude saves. But go ahead and give me a fresh save here, and obviously you get a plus four, Zephyr. And a crit would get you from stage two right to cure it.
17.
All right, that's going to take you.
I also got a 17.
Oh. That's going to take you to stage one, and that's going to cure you.
So okay. Yeah. Stage nice. One making progress.
Leaves okay, you okay. stupefied, so as long as you don't fail again, you won't be poisoned. So coming back around, we'll just do this very quickly. Can you give her another boost?
Yep, I can do it between her saves. So that is a failure.
You sure?
Is it a critical failure?
Yeah, it is a 9. So it's not a critical.
Just a regular fail.
Yeah.
And can you make another antidote?
Antidote won't stack.
6 hours.
But the antidote still is in effect.
Okay.
But I'm going to try to treat poison.
Okay. Great.
And I get it with a 19.
Nice. So I get a plus four.
Right. Again.
Yep. Yeah. And so again, give me that fresh roll. You make this.
Come
and you're fine.
On. Ooh, yeah, that's a pass. That's like 24.
Yes, yeah. You are fine. The poison has run its course.
Nice,
everybody. Awesome. Nice
so
teamwork.
How much damage did you take?
I'm at 11 now.
11. Okay.
So I took 8 points of damage.
Okay.
But I was also healed at one point.
Yeah. Okay. I'm at 14. Just checking in with everybody.
Oh, well then, I would have healed you. I would have kept my aura active then for one more round and healed you, Sydney, for four.
Oh.
Or for Lucky for four more hit points.
Thank you. Okay, dope. Yeah, so maybe that happened just at the end after the spider died.
Yeah.
I can try to do medicine as well while we search the room. We love to search the room, the lower level room and the upper level room, Troy.
I would love to search the pockets of Bolon.
Is that Bolon?
No.
I don't
Bolon
know.
Bolon went down.
I don't think that's
like
it.
I don't know who
hits.
This guy
is. Bolon is a human. This was a dwarf.
I don't know who this guy is, but I'd like to.
All right. So, just to go over again, you guys came into this room that looks like a textiles room. There's stuff all over the place. There was a ladder leading up. There's still a door leading to at least one more room on this level. That was the room that connects to the bridge where the guards were watching when you guys did your Wookiee prisoner trick. Now you, Lucky, are on another level that is this library that's been turned into a laboratory, and there are several exits from this room. There's a staircase leading up to a door to the north, and then there is a door to the east as well that you would assume leads out to that bridge that connects to the area leading to the stairs in the first room that you went to. You guys took a peek. Oh, it looks quiet up here, perhaps a little too quiet. You think that maybe that leads over there. So you've got a lot of different options. Where do you want me to start? The bodies, you said.
Yeah, I think I would immediately check the bodies before everybody comes up, and then we'll check the room together.
The dream spider has nothing on it. The dwarf oak steward has two lesser acid flasks. He's wearing leather armor, has this oak leaf mask, and a staff that is slowly turned back into its original form. No longer shillelied. That's what you see on their bodies.
All right. No indications of his name.
No
name,
wallet.
Name tag.
Didn't have a license.
Wallet. No,
medical
no license.
No license, yeah.
A druid wearing leather. For real.
He's not a good druid.
What?
And also, they can wear
they
leather.
Wear leather.
They can wear leather?
Yeah. They can wear hide.
They're not vegans.
Yeah.
Druids. In my mind, they are. They're vegans.
You thought they were vegans.
I thought this was a vegan druid.
They're druids. They would
they
never.
They only make armor out of dead leshies. They string together the corpses.
Is that pumpkin plant?
Is it not canon in our games that all vegans are druids are vegans?
The certitude with which you said it. Yeah. Is
I know.
You were like disgusted.
Leather armor on a druid?
I can do that.
Blasphemy.
Oh, Sydney, I think not.
Why is it Sydney?
Clearly, it's pleather.
Troy, I was reacting to.
I
look how fast your mind went to denigrating Sydney.
No, I thought she just
she wasn't
said
even involved.
Don't turn this on me. You're
it's
the dumb
shirt.
One.
It's the
Sydney's
the
one that found the leather. She found the leather.
Come on,
I might
kids.
Be the dumb one, but you're the rude one.
Let's have... Hey, no fighting, kids. Let's have a good time.
Oh, no.
Is that okay?
Your TV host? Jeepers. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
I would like to take the mask off of him.
Okay. Ba-ba-bum. Dwarf.
Steve!
On the I was just going to say, on the inside of the mask,
does it say
Steve?
Steve. Does, but it can be borrowed.
Steve's mask.
Steve's mask.
He could have stolen it from Steve. We don't know.
Yeah, I just take
that
the mask
dwarf
off.
That ran the carnival.
I just take it off.
Seven
and I look at him
and he's just a dead dwarf.
I don't recognize him. Okay.
No.
I'm going to.
Could I go up the ladder and use my crafting skill to identify some of these components that are in the laboratory?
Sure. Is anybody else going up there?
I think I call everybody. After you search downstairs, I say, come
on. Yeah, did we do downstairs? Yeah.
Whole room.
We can search downstairs first.
All right. Well, I'll just take Talitha up.
Brother Amius will go up too if he... hearing from Lucky that there's a library up there, he'll immediately go up there.
There was a library. All right, Talitha, you're now up there. I'll get everybody up there eventually if you all want to come up. But for now, you want to do a search of this area.
Yeah.
Well, Sydney, you want to do a search of downstairs first.
Okay.
But I'm staying downstairs for a minute. I need to cool off, and I'll search down here.
You look downstairs, there's nothing down there. It's washboards, basins, used laundry. It looks like it's mostly the gnome's laundry. Nothing of interest beyond that. Upstairs, a little bit different. You notice that on the table where most of the vials and liquids are that look like they've been currently used, there's like a book that's open, and you see a picture of a unicorn. And there's like these scraps of paper with
like formulas written on them that look like they're mostly destroyed, like ripped up, but there's little chunks of the... What is your relevant skill you want to roll here?
Crafting.
Crafting?
If anything, it's alchemical, otherwise just perception.
Yeah, let's do a crafting, see if we can kind of figure out what's going on here.
There's actually a rule for identify alchemical items, but if you want to just... I actually like test them using my alchemy.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, just do that quick.
Natural one.
Natural one. You have no idea. Yeah, some sort of formulas and something to do with the unicorn. So maybe they were trying to do something. You see a picture of this of the dream spider as well. And it says there's like a whole entry on the dream spider, but everything has been ripped up. Looks like it's purposefully been destroyed so that people wouldn't find it. But you can kind of piece it together. With the natural one, you don't know what they were trying to do. There's notes everywhere. And you do find, if you spend some time... a couple different alchemical things that may be of help to you, but normally I would just tell you
things,
what they are.
Like ingredients?
Yeah, no, they're like vials and doses of things that could be helpful for you. Normally I would just tell you if it was basic treasure, but I think this would be something you'd need to have some knowledge about to know what they are.
We'll just take them.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, these are things that you have, you can roll on.
Right? I just did.
He rolled a net.
I thought you were rolling on the book of the unicorn.
Can I roll?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can re-roll.
Yeah, this is on the alchemical items.
12.
12. You do, well, you know the three of them, pretty simple. They're three vials of lesser antidote.
Oh.
Would have come in handy. Yeah.
I wish I found those earlier.
Then there's like two doses of something and one dose of something else that looks like ready to use, whereas everything else looks like they're ingredients to make something else. You can tell that these three other vials, two being the same and one being different, may be important.
If that's a failure, I can try again with Identify Alchemy.
Okay.
So with critical failure, I misidentify.
Ah. So I should roll it. What's your...
Plus seven.
Plus seven. It looks like they are two doses of Shiver and one dose of Cytolesh oil.
Cytolish.
Have you ever come across
no
either of those?
Well, Shiver is
a drug, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking, like, with the spider, they were trying to make some...
Yeah, the
drugs.
Dream spider, yeah.
Yeah, hallucinogenic.
Yeah, right from its innate...
What was the second thing? Just so I can spell it.
Cytolish. Cytillesh oil.
Wait,
it's
go,
a poison.
Go again.
Shiver is a potent hallucinogenic drug made from the processed venom of a dream spider.
Ah.
There you go.
There you go.
Cytillesh.
Yes.
It's a poison. It's distilled from the mind-robbing cytolish fungus, though it lacks memory-altering capabilities. Saving throw DC 19 fortitude. It's a four-round poison that starts with 1d10 poison damage, goes to 1d12 poison damage. Stage 3 is 2d10 poison damage.
Oh, my
gosh. Talitha will take that.
Yeah, I bet you will. Put that on your...
In the grand tradition of the Glass Can podcast, I was going to try to extract some spider venom. spider venom. But it seems like they've already done that.
Yeah. But this is pretty nasty stuff.
How you spell it?
It's Cytillesh.
Oh.
And I wrote it in my notes.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
But yeah, Shiver's been around. This isn't like a 2E thing. Shiver was around in 1E. It is made from spiders, sold in the black markets, has the virulent trait. DC 19 fortitude. Stage 1, whenever you become frightened, reduce that condition's value by 1. Stage 2, clumsy 2. Stage 3, asleep. So it's a straight up drug.
Yeah. Talitha will take that too.
Yeah.
So, as in cytilipede?
Cytolish. Cytolish.
May I have one of those?
I was going to say, keep that away from Ramius.
Perhaps save it for the weekend, Ramius.
Would you mind if I held on to one?
For what?
For what?
In case I become frightened.
You would like this dose of a hallucinogenic drug.
I'd like to keep a clear mind should the situation arise.
This is a hallucinogenic drug, Brother Ramy. Has you ever tried a little bit of Shiver in your day?
Shiver, no. I haven't. But I have some experience with hallucinogens and think that I could handle it.
Well, well, well.
Go on.
Brother Ramius, I didn't know you liked to party.
It's not that kind of hallucinogen, I'm afraid.
No, it is, I think.
Oh, hi, Buggles.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's the fun?
I mean, it was used for that.
Talitha, what's the fun level on Shiva?
You're emboldened for about 6 seconds, and then you become clumsy and fall asleep.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes, and that is another factor. Sometimes I have trouble sleeping. And it could help in that situation where rest is urgent.
Do whatever you want. I have no use for it.
Of course, Brother Amius. Far be it for us to stand in the way of your sleep.
Thank you.
Talitha says, making eyes at the rest of the party.
And Lucky is smiling, her toothy smile.
Thank you.
Slips it into his robe.
And then he runs away.
He takes off.
Thank you. See, that's what he came here
off,
for. He did the whole
out.
Mission.
He jumps
just
out
to get
the
a
window.
Single dose
takes
of shit.
Takes off, passes out, has already taken it.
God damn it.
Thus ends Brother Ramius's part of this.
I'm going to roll up a sprite real quick.
It was one shiver and two sidelash, or two sidelash?
Two sidelash, one shiver.
Okay.
Three.
No, wait.
By the way, the sidelash.
You said two
shiver, one sidelash.
One sidelash, and three antidotes.
Three lesser antidotes.
Lesser antidotes.
Sidelash is giving me very Last of Us vibes.
Yes.
It's extracted fungus. From a fungus with mind-altering properties.
Well, now.
It just, like, kills you. And, like, yeah.
Now knowing this, I'm also wondering if there is, like, a fungal space here. Like, if they've been harvesting and took over, like, a room or something with fungus.
Yeah, we might, like, walk into a room that has, like, dangerously poisonous spores. Fungus. Spores. Is there any way to protect against that?
Let me see if they have any masks or anything around. Do they have any N95?
Wait, is that why they were wearing the masks?
I put the mask on.
It just covers your eyes.
I put it... I lower it over. Like... I pull it down over my nose.
You look ridiculous.
You. Lucky.
Yeah.
You look ridiculous.
Street value of a
just want to make sure that happened
in 10 gold pieces.
Oh.
Oh wow.
Yeah, that's why he was like trying to play it cool.
That shit.
Do I
so valuable.
Do I see any masks here, like things they would use to protect while mixing chemicals?
No.
No? Okay.
Yeah, nothing of the sort. This is a makeshift lab that was created perhaps by the new inhabitants. It looks like the gnomes use this as a nice library, but it's been taken over for whatever purpose. Something to do with a unicorn, something to do with a spider.
You each should take the antidotes, because I can make one myself.
Mm.
Okay.
Action.
I'll take one.
I have a feeling this isn't the only venomous creature we'll find.
We only have three antidotes.
Yeah, Buggles, you want to take one?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Are there any books in here besides the one that mentioned the unicorn ritual? Also, could I take a look at that book, the unicorn ritual book?
Sure.
And he's what language is it?
There's
written?
No ritual. It's just a pick. It's like a book about a unicorn. And
or what do you mean about?
It's a book about lots of different.
It's like the last unicorn.
It's a book
right?
of fey creatures, right? And this particular, it's opened
like
up
like a bestiary.
Like a bestiary, and it's opened up to an entry on unicorn, and has all this information about a unicorn. And then there was another book that was open to the dream spider, and then all these like formulas. It looks like they were trying to do something that connected all of these things.
Got it. No other books.
I mean, there are books all over the place. If you take a second to look at them, I mean, they're mostly like gnome fairy tales and like...
he's going
to
take a couple.
Books on history. Gnomes are very inclusive.
So he's going to look through and see.
He's going to try to narrow
travel
down.
Travel guides.
Yeah, what he thinks are the most interesting. He can only carry a few. But he's going to take a few and put them into some pockets of his robe. Yeah.
Since this kind of all seems to have to do with like animals, magical beasts, can I maybe roll nature to try to piece this together?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. What do I got there? Okay. Bum, bum, bum. That's a 7.
Definitely has something to do with nature.
Is that something to do with nature, you guys?
What?
Something to do with nature, all of this?
Yes. I was wondering if all these druids were concerned with nature.
No, it makes sense.
I'm starting to piece it together now.
It makes sense.
Now and it's starting to make sense.
Buggles, very wise.
Buggles, you know what I just realized?
What's that?
We've been in a tree this whole time.
Oh, that's major clue.
Nature. Are you making fun of me?
Major clue.
No.
Oh, shit.
That's fine.
Wow.
It's fine.
And Brother anyway. Ramius is thinking, like, she has told us how she's been bullied in the past.
Yeah,
how others had mocked her. And he's thinking, is Lucky an asshole?
Flashback to Zephyr being hip-checked
by
that fellow pupil. And everyone laughing, including the sensei.
Lucky,
Lucky's a cat, though.
Yeah, I'm a cat.
If a cat could talk, it would say shit like that all the time.
Absolutely. And then Lucky just kind of like sees you get upset and she's like, And then she knocks something off a table.
Like a vial. Rolls it off the table.
The room catches up.
And it stares at it.
And walks towards one of the doors. Are we all wrapped up in here?
Yeah, so you've got some
just
options.
Just let you out.
Everyone good on HP?
Yes.
Yeah, good enough.
You've got the room to the north. You've got the room leading to the door leading to the bridge. You've also got that other room, at least one room downstairs.
Wait, what?
Right now you're on the second level, but there was still
there's one more door.
Yeah, should we go back downstairs and check that room?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait, we already did, and there was nothing in there.
No. There's another
room. Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, so there's one door to the east.
You still have immobilized and stupefied on my character.
Can you get rid of that yourself? Like, is that
if you right click it, John?
I didn't know that. That's convenient. Pretty convenient. All right.
For a second, I thought both Kate's hands were in the pocket of her hoodie, and I just like imagined that she was like, "I don't touch buttons on my computer. You got to show me what
you're
I got
to
do next."
You're gonna have to remove the conditions on me.
I love that. You're gonna have
my hands are tied.
My hands are tied.
I will say something that I didn't mention before.
Go on.
The door to the east here is all boarded up.
Oh. Lucky takes pause at the door, noticing it's boarded up. Hold on.
In my mind, the pause you said was P-A-W. Yeah.
She's got four of them.
Her takes pause at the door all boarded up. And she also pauses for a moment. Remember when we came in and the Oaksters were saying they don't go that way? Why would they board up a door from the inside of an adjacent room unless something absolutely terrible was inside?
Yeah, well, it does make sense. Why would it be boarded up from this side?
I don't understand. We think this door is the door?
No. We think that
it leads into an area, right?
That they are avoiding, and it is boarded up from this side.
So why wouldn't it be? Doesn't that make perfect sense?
No, that is what I'm saying.
Boarded on this side and boarded on the other side.
That's what I'm saying, but I'm saying, what are they containing? Should we open this door up? They avoid it at all costs.
Well, it is certainly a risk, but they could also be keeping...
Spider away.
Or they could be keeping something. They could be keeping prisoners in there.
I say, why don't we go upstairs, open up that door to the east upstairs, and see if there's a way to gain access to this room without charging in through a boarded up door.
We can knock on the door.
All right, Zephyr, you knock on the door. And Lucky backs out of the way.
Fine, okay. She walks in front of the door and she knocks on it. No.
It's all boarded up from this side, but you find a little space. Dup, 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 dup. Roll a perception check, everybody.
Ooh.
17 for Buggles.
11.
13 for Brother Ramius.
8.
11. 12.
Buggles, you hear movement on the other side.
There's something moving in there.
Dum, 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 dum. You hear movement.
Speak, I don't, Michael, speak to it.
I don't hear anything.
Hello?
Who is it?
It's me, Buggles.
No, Buggles.
Hello?
Buggles?
Buggles?
Buggles who?
Hello?
Buggles.
What's your name?
My name? Wisteria.
Wisteria? In that Desperate Housewives...
Who are you and why are you here?
I'm Buggles.
Oh, you've said that.
Yes, still true.
Are you trapped in there?
No. Are you trapped out there?
Well, the door's sort of boarded over. Do you know why?
Boarded over? What are you talking about?
It's nailed shut.
Well, there must be a reason for that. Are you with Bolan?
No, we're actually sort of opposed to him at the moment.
Oh, really?
Yes?
Well, then you should turn right around and get out of here.
Oh, I meant to say, we're opposed to the people he doesn't like. So we're in full agreement with him on his side. 100%, sir.
You're with Bolan.
Of course. Why else would we be here unless we were invited and welcomed?
Someone else is speaking.
Someone else is talking in there. Many voices.
He's using his alien voice.
It's weird.
Well, if you're with Bolan, what do you want with us?
Well, we're just curious about your lifestyle. What you do all day in there.
Lifestyle? We're keepers of the greenhouse.
Oh, keepers of the greenhouse.
Yes, we're just keeping it until the gnomes return. Bolan was quite clear. If anyone came in, they were here to do harm. So, we're here to just wait until the gnomes return. Bolan said they went to Seven Arches for trading and they will return soon.
Are you gnomes?
No, we're not gnomes! Are you a gnome?
Are you Oak Stewards?
No, we are not Oak Stewards!
Are you called Wisteria, or are you a Wisteria?
What a foolish question! I am Wisteria!
That's your given name?
Yes!
What's your middle name?
Who else is speaking back there?
Hello?
Hello?
This is Lucky. I'm Talitha.
But how many are you?
25.
We're five.
And you are with Bolan?
Not at the moment.
He's not here in the room.
We are searching for Bolan.
Is he in
We've
there?
Come to find him.
We must speak with him.
He did not come back from the city. Or he did not return to the city.
The city? What are you talking about?
You said he was headed to Seven Arches.
No, the gnomes are headed to Seven Arches.
Oh. This is very confusing through the door. Can you just open the door so we can talk to you?
No. If you want to come in, you come in.
What if we were to tell you that Bolan, the gnomes are not in the city. Bolan drove them out.
Permanently.
Permanently.
We just came from the city. There's no gnomes.
What? How do you know this?
Because we came from the city. Just, there are no gnomes.
We just came from the city.
They're absolutely all gone.
Bolan said that our gnome friends went to Seven Arches and they would be back soon.
No,
and that we were to guard the greenhouse and not to let anyone in. That if anyone came that was not with Bolan, that they meant to do us harm, do this place harm.
I believe he deceived you.
I thought you said you were with Bolan. What is the truth of the matter?
We were just trying to gauge your alignments. The truth is,
can we try to remember
diplomacy?
If there were gnomes in the city?
No gnomes at the Seven Arches. We were just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Try a diplomacy check here.
Okay. Can
Ava They're on? Telling you that Bolan said the gnomes went to Seven Arches. The information that you have is that he came here and displaced the gnomes.
Yeah. Right.
So it appears that Bolan has lied to whoever is beyond this door.
I'm going
to try to convince them of that lie. Yeah.
But they've also caught you in a lie, because at first you said you were with Bolan, now you said, you know, and you said that was a good answer. You're trying to play them. So let's see if they
I'll try
believe.
To aid Talitha. That is a... That's a 19.
19. I'm going to give you a plus one because he had a good
I got a 15.
Plus one.
Plus one total.
Yeah, to your diplomacy. So this is against their will DC.
15.
16 total. Something isn't right here.
Might work.
You're right. We should have been more honest. The truth is, Bolan has had a deleterious effect on the forest.
What is that word you used?
He's had a harmful effect.
No, the first word.
Deleterious.
Does that mean harmful?
Yes.
Deleterious.
Yes.
I like that.
Well, he's
Do you mean to be deleterious to us?
Anything but.
Go on.
Bolan is engaged in some dark magic, dark rituals, perhaps designed to give him additional power. We know not yet his full intentions.
He did not tell us this. He said he was a friend of nature. He prized nature above all else, and that our people especially were praised by him.
Bolan does prize nature, but Bolan has been corrupted by his philosophy, and he means to end the world.
End the world?
Yes. End all living life, all life on the world, except for perhaps the plants.
He seemed so kind when he came with the other vegans.
How?
I want to be clear, Matthew was here.
They spoke so highly of nature.
How long ago did Bolon come?
A week? A week ago?
And you haven't left this room because he told you not to.
Yes, we heard some loud noises here and there, but he assured us that the gnomes were just going away and they would come back. Is this not true?
We were at Seven Arches. Bolon plans to use the Ayadara to hurt people.
I don't understand any of what you've just said.
I think it is time we remove this barricade and speak face to face.
I'm going to open the door.
Bolon has deceived you, and as a gesture of goodwill, we will tear down the barricade that he has set up and reveal ourselves.
Miss Talitha, tear down that wall!
Yes, of course.
You're a really good teacher.
Go ahead, Talitha.
I feel like you're a teacher. Breaking down the walls between us, building new ones.
All right, so you start taking down... No funny business!
No funny business.
And then you haven't seen Parva or any of the gnomes.
No, we have not.
We've not seen... In fact, we're looking for the gnomes.
We're looking for gnomes.
They have destroyed the gnomes' library.
They've destroyed the great library? They've
turned it into some sort of alchemical research.
So you're not with Bolon, nor with Parva.
No, they're making drugs.
They are making hard drugs.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, but it's wrong to disturb an entire library.
Not to school children, not if you're planning to sell them to school children.
Depends on the child.
That's true.
It's true, I mean.
All right, you may come in, but if there's any funny basses...
What?
What?
Funny what?
Would you repeat that, please?
I'm not familiar with that creature.
Please.
Wait, was there any funny basses?
Funny basses?
If there is any funny basses, let me tell you.
I promise you, there's no
those.
Funny basses down
no
here
basses.
At all.
If I see a single funny bass,
I swear, you won't find a single
one. It will be your last day in this world.
No blunderbusses, no funny busses.
Did you say funny baskets?
Hold on.
Who are you talking to?
Business!
Oh!
Business!
No, none of that.
Oh, business.
I am sheathing my weapon.
All right. Be prepared, or we will be deleterious to you.
Understood. Okay. And we open the door.
And you open the door.
These are my favorite guys yet.
Find out what's behind the door right after this break.
I knew a break was coming.
Good time for a break.
I didn't even know.
So I don't know about you all, but I'm maybe run a little hot when I sleep. I'm a sweaty person. Let's just say I shower and everything, but I just am a sweaty person. Especially during the winter when I live in a New York City apartment with steam heat. You know, the steam comes on, it's blazingly hot, and then it kicks off and I'm suddenly freezing because I'm not under any sheets at all. And then it's just kind of a constant back and forth the whole night. It's really a dream is what I'm telling you. But I recently found a way to stay at least closer to a perfect temperature all night long using the silver-infused bed sheets by Miracle Made that were inspired by NASA, of which I am a huge fan. But yeah, using those silver-infused fabrics that NASA inspired, Miracle Made sheets are thermoregulating and designed to keep you at the perfect temperature all night long, so you get better sleep every night. These sheets are infused with silver that prevent up to 99.7% of bacterial growth, leaving them to stay cleaner and fresh 3 times longer than other sheets. No more gross odors. Not that my sheets have gross odors, but you know what I'm saying. Miracle sheets are also luxuriously comfortable without the high price tag of other luxury brands and feel as nice, if not nicer, than sheets used by some 5-star hotels. Miracle sheets are also the perfect gift for your spouse, your friends, your family. Who doesn't want to get better sleep and have luxurious feeling bed sheets? And since these come with 3 free towels, you get 2 gifts in 1 just in time for the holidays. Stop sleeping on bacteria. Bacteria can clog your pores, causing breakouts and acne. Sleep clean with Miracle. Go to trymiracle.com/GCP to try it today or give it to someone special this holiday season. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Save over 40%. And if you use our promo GCP at checkout, you'll get 3 free towels and save an extra 20%. Miracle is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you aren't 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund. Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/GCP and use the code GCP to claim your free 3-piece towel set and save over 40% off. Again, that's trymiracle.com/GCP to treat yourself, a friend, or a loved one this holiday season.
Let's see what's behind door number one. I'm going to open the door, I'm going to describe it, then we're going to talk. So we open the door.
Kisses, then we talk.
Whoa!
And the first thing you see is a creature that looks like that.
Oh, wow.
Let me guess. That's the...
That's Wisteria.
That's Wisteria?
I love it.
It's a squash person.
That's a squash. That's not Wisteria.
It's then, a gold.
And then behind that is another one that looks like twigs and squash heads.
Have we seen a creature like this before?
Not in this adventure, as far as I know. It is a greenhouse in here. There are large windows and elaborately positioned mirrors filling this warm greenhouse. Like, warmth comes out at you as you open the door. There's bright light coming in from everywhere. Potted plants choking the room, which can only be described as an indoor jungle. Like, floor to ceiling, you don't even see the wood. It's all plants. You know that there is a door to the east, which leads back to the platform that you first came up on, and then doors leading to the room where you fought Beaufoot and Chibi, and a door that you just walked through. And there are two pumpkin-headed, gourd-like creatures holding watering cans, like, defensively, as you come in. And they say, Hyacinth, or was it Wisteria?
Wisteria.
Yeah, the other one's name is Hyacinth. Wisteria. Wisteria says, "You better pray to your non-gourd gods that you do not mean to deceive us."
No, I swear to God, we are not here to deceive you.
I swear to God. All right, so you say Bolan is the one that's up to no good.
Were you here when Bolan arrived?
Yes. Yes, he came in here and explained to us that he was visiting, that he was friends to the gnomes, and that we were meant to guard the greenhouse while the gnomes went away.
Well, he has shown you true mercy. Everyone else in this place has been dispatched or displaced.
He must have feared us! He walks up to you. He's like 3 feet tall and so squashed. Clearly he feared us!
Yeah. Well, see for yourself what he's done.
Look at the library. Look, they've turned it into a laboratory in an attempt to discover how best to sacrifice a unicorn.
They had
gods!
A dangerous spider in there.
A spider!
Dream spider.
They were using its venom.
No. The Greenleaf gnomes would be so upset. Please, come in. Come into our warm greenhouse. Would you like water?
As opposed to their cold greenhouse. Come into my cold greenhouse.
Would you like a cup of water? We have plenty of it.
Yes
indeed I would. Yes. Thank you. That's very kind.
Buggles has a big smile on his face. He's so happy to see other people that are his size. He's very happy right now as he comes in.
They hand you these like hollowed out little gourds full of water. Here!
What an honor it is.
I'm wary of the water.
We have made this ourselves.
I drink it.
What an honor it is to drink from your head.
Yes, drink of our water.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I thank God for this mercy.
And he thanks you. So, Bolan, bad business. The gnomes, are they safe?
We know not.
We haven't seen any.
No trace, so perhaps they are okay.
Perhaps. We're hoping so.
We hope to restore this place to its original inhabitants.
And how do you mean to do that?
And what
the other one says.
And what is your name?
Hyacinth.
Oh.
How do you mean to restore this place?
Well, first we must have an audience with Bolan.
And question, just to clarify, when you met Bolan...
Yes!
Was he a human man?
Yes, he appeared to be a human man.
Not a dwarf.
Not a dwarf, no. There was a dwarf with him.
And what was his name?
Do you remember?
Delphon, I believe his name was. Delphon, the little squash head.
I don't think Delphon will be a problem anymore.
I didn't know he was a problem to begin with.
Very big problem.
And you murdered him.
Yes.
No.
We
killed
no.
him in combat.
Self-defense.
Drug-fueled melee.
I hit him very hard.
He did try to throw a flask of acid into our...
Yeah, look.
He did. Threw that flask of acid at me.
Well, we are not safe here. We shall leave.
No. I don't think you should. We haven't met Bolan yet. He could be still here.
Well, we will not take our chances.
Yes. Now that... Lucky, I think it is safe for them to flee
this.
This area. They could be caught in some crossfire. We wouldn't want that to happen.
Wait.
Now that we know the truth, he could come for us. We will flee into the forest and return when the gnomes return.
But wait.
Yes!
What grows in this greenhouse? Why did Bolon wish you to seal it off
from the rest of his men?
I know not. They came in, weapons raised, and saw us, and showed us mercy. Perhaps he respected us.
Perhaps. His enemy seems the humans, dwarves, the elves of the world. Not so much creatures such as yourself. I believe he holds you in high esteem. But he is waging war on nearly everyone else.
Well, then he is a good liar, because we believed every word he said. He admired all of the plants that we work on here. The gnomes are experts at growing out-of-season plants. Look at this!
What are these?
Oh, I don't know the names of any of them. I just grow them.
Oh.
I thought the gnomes grew them.
What are they used for?
We're their assistants. Some you can use to eat, some you can use to build, some you can use to smoke.
And he points over at one and you see like a flayleaf bush.
Oh no.
So were the gnomes maybe into drugs?
They're just drug dealers.
You
go too far down any sort of herbalist road. You just end up with drugs, like it, always.
We thought they had taken some of our drugs to sell at Seven Arches.
The schoolyard.
He had us fooled. We thought he was a good man. He was selling drugs at schools and Seven Arches.
Do any of these wisteria have healing capabilities?
I'm sure that some do, but I'm not an expert in their practical use. We only assist in the growing and harvesting of them.
Were there any in particular that they were, like, interested in?
The drugs. They love the drugs.
They
sit up there and play music and smoke this stuff all night long.
Okay.
The flay leaf.
Yes, the flay leaf.
Interesting.
When Bolon came to you, was he in possession of some sort of item? A key, perhaps?
Key? I did not see a key. He did not present a key.
No, like cocaine. Like a key of cocaine.
He was sniffing something off of a key, now that you mentioned it. No.
That's why he stole the key from Seven Arches.
Yeah.
Easy way.
It didn't matter.
It was just anything that size.
He's like, oh, this will work, Coke.
That's why.
Doing bumps of coke off the Shade Wither key.
The Shade Wither key.
Now that you mention it, he was inhaling a white compound off of this ornate key.
I imagine it's like a huge ornate key. Like.
What does that, where does that door lead? There's another door on the other side, right?
Yes, that leads to the bridge that we'll be taking right now to go home.
And that leads, you can see, it leads right out to where
back
you guys
to where we
the way
started.
We came in.
First tricked those oak stewards, and then the winding staircase, the only way up into this compound.
And we will be taking our leave. Take as much plants and drugs as you like, and we will return when it is safe.
Where is home for you, and what are your people called?
We are known as Leshies.
You are Leshies?
Yes.
Oh.
We are a dumb ancestry that only idiots like to play.
Hey!
That's so rude.
Wow. You know,
I won't comment on it.
I know what I'm making if my character dies.
Rukamek is five Leshies.
Joe, do you remember?
We are very silly. This is an adult game.
I remember.
Do you remember my druid? My first druid I played on Echo Quest? Mm-hmm. And my Leshy? Newt?
Yes.
I had a Leshy named Newt.
Yep.
That was my first
companion.
Michelle played a Leshy in one of our Gen Con shows.
Leshies are adorable.
Yes, hopefully we will never appear in this adventure again, because
I
hate them.
We can send word once we know it's safe that you can return, if you'd like.
You would do that?
Of course.
All right. Send word through the birds and the worms to the Eternal Grove. For there we shall head to see our brothers and sisters, fellow pumpkin-headed people such as us, and we will pray to God for your safe return.
We will do this.
Yep.
If
we'll,
only
we'll try.
To reverse engineer more interactions into this adventure.
All right. He unzips a leaf near his groin, and a substance comes out.
And he
puts it into a hollowed out gourd. Would you like more of our water before you leave? We can make as much as you like.
I'm leaving this room now.
Hyacinth, you too.
All right. Here you are.
Goodbye.
They pee pure mineral water?
Yes.
We will be at the Eternal Grove.
That water was delicious.
It was nice and bubbly, wasn't it?
Really good.
It's like infused, like with flour.
Thank you, friends.
Power of nature.
We honor you, fellow people.
Yes, you are very brave.
Thank you!
They've left.
Let's take it to a perception check around this room.
The perception check around.
And then harvest a little flailies.
Looking around.
Right, brother? Harvest a little drugs.
I wouldn't mind survival checks here, too. This is like.
I did a 26 perception.
Okay.
Wow. I feel like that's.
Do you have any survival skill?
Ooh.
I do. 26 survival.
Natural 20 survival.
It's the same bonus.
Wow. Natural 20 survival. Yep.
19 right. survival.
All right, so you think that there's probably about 10 doses of flayleaf poison.
Wow.
But Zephyr actually finds another 10. So you have 20 doses of flayleaf poison.
Flayleaf poison?
Yes.
It's always a poison.
It is a poison.
All drugs are poison.
Doesn't flayleaf give you a bonus to, like, saves against mental effects or something?
Onset is 10 minutes. Stage 1, plus 1 item bonus to saving throws against mental effects. Stage 2, fatigued, and plus 1 item bonus to saving throws against mental effects. Last for an hour. Stage 3, fatigued, stupefied, 1, and you don't get the bonuses anymore. So it's like it comes on quick and then you lose it. Stage 4, fatigued, frightened, 2, stupefied, 2. Like it gets bad fast.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we've got 20 doses.
20 doses of flavor.
Those are 10. I don't want to suggest a different career path.
We have enough to start one, though.
That's 10 gold pieces a dose.
Yeah. Whoa.
I got 1 gold piece here on 2E.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Maybe that's 1E that I was looking at.
Yeah. It's definitely not 10 a piece. Well, actually,
2E says
street
one.
Street value.
Yeah, we can sell them for whatever.
Yeah, I mean, you can find the right.
It's worth whatever someone will pay.
Exactly.
You find a kid. Who's really
That's
hard
right. You find, find some rich level. Kids.
We find I don't want to near schools.
A school child, as you
or
said.
Or schools.
I'd
like to take these. I'll take the doses.
All 20 of them?
Hold on.
No, I found 10.
The chaperone will take
So one. You're going to take 10, like,
I'll
secretly?
Hold on to 10.
Okay.
I mean,
you'll have to come up to me and be like, hey, Zephyr, can I have some? Can I just hold on all to all of it?
Hey, Zeph, can I get one of those flaming poisons? Just want to hold it.
I want to hold it. I want to see it.
No, we'll just like tape them to her body.
Yeah.
While you sleep, a bandolier and a flayleaf.
Brother Ramius, no problem. I'll just like hold on to express. These 10.
When you sleep at night, yeah, you like tape it to your chest.
Thanks for offering, though. I got it.
Great.
She's got Great. It.
Understood.
Do you want me to hold on to those 10 also? You have that other
I
stuff.
I have plenty of pockets. Lots of pockets.
Plenty of what?
Pockets.
Buckets.
Sounded weird the first time you said it. Puckets. Like P-U, Puckets. Like Kirby Puckets.
Kirby Puckets?
Kirby
Puckets. Right, plenty of Puckett rookie cards. All right, so
zoom
out here. It seems as if you've explored every room on this first level. There is a second level, and you have seen some of it. Some of it you have not seen. There are closed doors and there are open spaces. You have several ways now of getting up to the second level, depending on how you want to attack this. You can go up that ladder, and then you can either go north or go across the bridge. I'll show you the second story here again so you can kind of decide what you want to do. So the ladder is one option, and then from the ladder, you can go to this door to the north or across the rope bridge. The rope bridge leads back to that winding staircase that you came up when you first went into that room with those flying creatures. And you see over there, there's a platform that goes around a big tree that leads to the staircase and then leads to another rope bridge that leads to the north where the windmill is and that water tower, the room that was trapped. Those are basically your options. You can either go up into the north, up into the bridge, or you could go back up through the bucket.
Oh my god!
You could go around the staircase. You know, you've got some options here. You tell me which one.
Go up to the north.
The door to the north?
The door to the north.
To the north.
So everyone climb up the ladder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, back into the laboratory. And then the door to the north.
The door to the north.
There was also, if you remember, that rope from the trapped steam room in the windmill. There was that rope that went to a window that somebody could, like, climb across. I don't know if we want to split the party, but...
I mean...
Always a good idea, especially dangling from a rope.
That's where we're going right now.
I know, I'm just saying for two points of entry, but...
Definitely yeah, a good but idea.
That's...
Matthew, it's fine.
It's Let's also...
Go through the door.
It's also higher on... Like, you'd be climbing up that rope.
Yeah, that's true.
As you approach the door to the north, Zephyr, you hear a noise to the door here to the northeast that leads out to that bridge, kind of like a... Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Wait. That other door, did you hear that? Like, there might be something on the bridge on the other side.
Should I open the door?
Can I roll a perception to see if I heard it? Mm-hmm. Heard it any better even to identify it, maybe? 17.
Bad.
I heard something.
You didn't hear it initially, but you listen now, and you hear like... Sounds like footsteps moving on wood.
That could be a creature. Maybe a growl of some kind.
Should we spread out?
Does it sound like it's approaching the door?
No, it sounds like it's further away.
Oh.
We can always chop up the severed bridge.
Perhaps your bow.
Chop the severed bridge. Chop the rope bridge and sever the connection.
Could do that.
Yes. I'll open the door, but those of you with ranged attacks, be ready.
All right. I step back behind Talitha here, so I have some range at the door.
I'm going to ready an action. If she opens the door and I see within range a creature that I know is threatening, I'm going to... Never mind. I was going to say I'm going to cast Divine Lance at it, but
kill it.
It's two actions, so I guess you can't do that.
Okay, but you're opening the door. Who's opening the door?
I am.
And you're opening it stealthily?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll have my hand crossbow in my other hand.
What's your stealth?
+4.
Okay.
I'm peeking out from behind like a table with my bow, so hopefully they don't see me immediately when we open the door.
You open the door very quietly. You know where it leads, but you don't know what's over there. You open it. And you can see a single oak steward on the other side, sort of patrolling along that platform to the south of the tree.
Okay, I'll signal to Zephyr. Does anyone else have any kind of weapons that can hit at that range? May I have the hand crossbow?
No.
I could cut the bridge, though.
It's 60 feet.
They're not on the bridge.
No, he's not on the bridge.
Well, then he just can't get over to us, but...
Yeah, I can hit him with the hand crossbow. So maybe I'll stay... I'll have opened the door. I'll be like... I'll look around. Everyone ready? I'm going to shoot.
Ready.
Shoot this guy. And then...
I'm readying my bow to go right after you.
Great. So I'm like... If we were an issue, I would open the door, shoot, and then step out of the way so that Zephyr can get some shots off.
Okay. Roll for initiative.
Woo, woo, woo.
I'm sorry. I thought we were going to the door in the north. Is that not what we're doing?
We were, and then we heard the sound.
That was from the other door.
Yep.
Got it. Oh, it's Roll for Initiative. It's brought to you by North Foundry. 24.
24
useless,
for Brother.
Always good
Rainius.
To go whenever you want to go.
Okay. Talitha.
19. No, I'm sorry. With perception, 21.
21, okay. What about Buggles?
13.
13. Okay. And Lucky?
Nat, 20, 25.
Nice.
Ooh.
Useless.
Okay, and Zephyr?
17.
17 for Zephyr. Okay. Let's do this.
What's going on over there?
Don't worry about it.
What's going on back there?
What's going on back there? It is... all right, so this is how it works. It would technically be Lucky's turn, but it would go Lucky, Brother Ramius, Talitha. But you're the one taking the action here, so if you guys want to hold and just let him go, you can.
We'll delay.
We don't have surprise rounds and stuff like that. You are the one that wanted to act, so I would say have you guys hold, but you do whatever you want.
We'll delay.
Delay.
Okay.
All right, so do you want to say first action was opening the door?
No,
it was like a three action.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so Talitha is going to get fire off with her hand crossbow.
But why don't you devise?
Oh, I can do that.
Smarter way to do it?
Devise, shoot, devise a and John? Step. Yeah, I will devise a stratagem.
Okay. And you've checked your distance here? Natural one?
Natural 20.
Natural 20! Open the jaw,
Critical threat.
Are you going to use that for the attack roll?
I think I'm going to use that for the attack.
Why don't you get a recall knowledge on this oak?
I do get a recall knowledge on the oak steward, but I don't think it's going to get it.
Oh, that's right. You get a freebie,
right?
I get
a free one.
Oh, that is amazing.
Pretty cool. You get the sense he may or may not be a vegan.
I love it. No, actually, the Leshies weren't, because one of them was wearing like a fox skin.
That's true. Even the Leshies aren't vegans.
You do notice that his staff has not been transformed into a shillelagh yet. That's obviously huge. With a nat 20. Yeah, I want to give you something a little extra.
Well, it's a nat 20 on the hit. The device, the recall knowledge would be a separate roll.
Okay, great. Then I've told you enough.
Okay. All right. So I will use that to. I will use that as a strike, a ranged strike, and hit. So it's a
critical hit with a name.
Critical
John.
Hit with a named John. We got Oliver from Malmo.
Hi, Oliver.
In
Sweden.
Yeah, Skane County. I'm not sure how to pronounce the A. It has one of those.
Skåne.
Skåne County, Sweden. Thank you, Oliver. Dirty Harry. This one uses a rule we don't really use, basically, but it says, in the intense fray, you and everyone around you, including the GM, have lost track of how much ammunition you actually have left. You deal double damage and you gain 10 ammunition. You can spend, but this is what I like here, because we don't really do ammunition that much, but you can spend up to your level in ammunition to deal 2 extra hit points of damage after doubling. So, being first level, like, basically the way I read it is...
An extra 2 points.
Yeah, double damage plus 2.
Double damage plus two.
Nice.
Nice. Dirty Harry from Oliver. Thank you, Oliver.
Okay, I do not double precision damage on a crit, right?
Yep. You do.
You do?
Yes.
Yes.
Double everything.
All right. I'm going to roll.
Yeah, you just don't double deadly.
Deadly.
Right.
All right, so I'm going to roll 4d6 then.
Ooh, baby.
Oh, no, you roll 2d6, add any bonuses, and then double it.
2d6, well, all right, so
your
I also get strategic strike.
Yeah.
So it would be... 1d6 for the crossbow, 1d6 for the strategic strike.
So you roll 2d6 and double it. That's the way we've been doing it. We don't do double dice.
That is how you're supposed to do it in 2e.
Okay. So that's going to be 16 points of damage.
Nice.
Oh,
okay.
And you take him out in one hit.
Oh, yes! Oh, awesome! God! We're so sneaky.
Strike team Delta.
That was awesome.
Talitha opening the door and then just taking the shot. Amazing.
That's amazing.
All right, so this is interesting. You take him out. You still have 2 actions left, right?
One action left.
What would you like to do with that final action?
Do our favorite
thing. Do I see anybody?
Just do this.
Shut the door.
How many actions is this?
That's two. 1, 2.
At this moment, you do not.
Kind of want to shut the door.
I know.
Well, then we can't see.
I know. I love shutting the
door. I'm going to close the door, but leave it ajar, so maybe we can peek out a little bit.
Okay, so you're I'm not going to change anything. You're closing the door, but not actually closing the door. You're leaving it so you can still see. Okay, that's
fair. So maybe
fair.
You can see someone, but they can't see.
Like if there's a patrol and they come on this spot and see a dead guy, we'd hear them.
And we can hear better, too, for sure.
All right. You're still peeking out there. This is what you and whoever else is like right next to you, maybe Buggles, maybe even Zephyr, who's behind you, or Brother
I was Rainier. Ready to go.
I don't know what people can see and what they can't. You see out of the shadows, like out of the thick brush that surrounds this platform, a small fox appear. And the fox, like, runs right up to where the corpse is.
Oh,
and,
Matthew!
Like, smells it. And then, like, looks around and fades back into the brush and disappears.
Aww.
It's his companion.
Do you think that was a companion or a wild-shaped person?
Oh, it could be a wild-shaped druid.
It would technically now be Lucky's turn. You tell me what you want to do. If you want to be like, we don't want to do anything, we want to just move on, you can. You tell me what you want. I'm going to stay in initiative order until you tell me otherwise.
I think she looks at Talitha.
Could go either way. Could be a wild-shaped druid. Could be nothing. Could be a fox that will return to the forest.
Well, the only way is to use the bridge, too. and we'd kind of be like bottlenecked right
well,
there.
Well, no, we don't have to take the bridge. We can go the door to the north.
Yeah, if we go around.
We don't know what's up there, though.
Maybe better to close the door and move on. One fewer Oak Steward to contend with down the road.
Perhaps, and it doesn't seem like the fox was any the wiser.
Unless it is a wild shapeshifter who's alerting the fellow Oak Stewards that they have some sort of incursion.
I'm sure they know we are here.
Oh, I'm sure they know.
This seems in such chaos to me. Like they're all like
it does.
The Oak Stewards can access some areas, but not others. They're
Bolon. It's Bolon. He's a leader that's kind of all over the place.
Maybe the fox
he's distraught.
Was Bolon.
I say, we go north.
Let's shut this door completely and go north.
Yep.
We could bar it.
What if we need to get back out?
We unbar it.
Well, from the other side,
that is,
unbar but, it.
You said what we need to get back out.
Asked and answered.
What? I answered the
Sorry,
question.
Let me. It. What if we need to get back out in a hurry?
I don't see that being. But okay.
Oh no! Let's bar the door.
All right, so you push.
I flip a table.
Push one of flip these laboratory tables up.
Tinctures and liquids go everywhere, start burning a hole in the floor.
Yeah.
And you push the table up against the door and close it and head to the north.
Yep.
Just barge in, open the door.
Sneaky open door.
Who's opening?
Very quietly.
Can we do a perception check at the door to the north first?
Yeah. Sure. Who's doing it? All of you?
I'll do it with you if we're both there.
Lucky and
Zephyr.
Y'all
do it too. Yeah, I'm right behind it. Right behind them. Oh.
Nope.
It's a 9.
It's a 15.
8.
Ooh.
Off my
real,
game.
Ooh.
Listen real close at the door. You hear something on the other side. But you don't know what it is.
Hold on.
It's the most Troy LaValle description ever. This close. You hear something.
I just want to check this.
There's something over there.
Thing.
I don't know what.
What does it sound like? Scratching, brushing?
Oh,
are
right.
these
monster truck?
Are these
like an engine?
Is that an engine of a monster truck?
Are these undetected?
A diesel engine?
Is that Bigfoot versus Gravedigger?
They gotta get through that.
They gotta do the.
Are these undetected?
We're trying to play a game here.
Is that a film? Or
trying
a
to read
movie?
Rules.
What's the question?
Are these undetected creatures?
Very good. Yes, they are.
Who?
The ones that we can't
on the other side of the
quite
door.
Understand.
I don't even know if it's a creature.
You don't know if it's a creature. You hear.
But you do have this cat like hearing.
Yeah, you're listening very intently. It sounds like there are living things beyond that door.
Okay.
But that narrows it down.
But you can't. There's no like. You don't hear sounds of talking, you don't hear sounds of movement. Per se.
So I have.
Like, you can walk up to a door and listen and be like, there's people on the other side of this door. I don't know what they're doing, but there's someone on the other side of this
door. So I never know how to use this, but basically I get a +2 circumstance bonus to locate undetected creatures that I could hear within 30 feet with a seek action. So can I re-roll this seek action and use my +2?
That's what you just did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Basically, so just add the +2.
17.
Yeah.
Oh, it was bad. That's why I was asking if I could re-roll.
Yeah, it's really meant for like invisible or hidden creatures.
Okay.
Here. You,
no, I think that this is the exact situation it's meant for. I just don't think she rolled high enough.
I really didn't roll high enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's very good at hearing and the creatures are undetected. So like.
Yeah, I think you that's why I want you to know that it sounds like there are living creatures beyond this door. Yeah. Several.
Okay.
But. That's all you know.
Talitha is going to draw her rapier.
Yep, I take my Kopesh and Wakizashi.
Bo?
We'll still open it?
Actually, you know what? I'm going to stick with the hand crossbow for now.
Ooh.
Because the one that we were...
Gotcha!
Where we were talking strategically.
Gotcha!
Because...
I heard Francis giggle.
Got him!
We were talking about how a lot of these creatures here, a lot of status effects... A lot of conditions.
Yeah.
Not a lot of hit points.
Yes.
Yeah. So attacking from range is always going to be to our advantage.
Yeah.
Do you want me to...
Except for me.
Staying away from shillelaghs.
But even if you started with the bow...
I'm trying to... So since we can kind of know the shape of this structure, does this seem like a big room on the other side?
Going back to your... Decent size.
I mean, I also think that you should just step 20 feet back from the door.
Yeah.
You know, that gives you so...
I'll have my bow out in one hand,
and
open
I'll,
the door.
I can open the
okay.
door.
No. I'm saying you step 20 feet behind us.
Yeah, I'll step
that
in between
way
these
have
bookcases here.
You have like a long lead time to get your 30 feet. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and then you won't take that volley. You might take a cover penalty, but that'll only be minus one as opposed to, or plus one to their AC as opposed to the volley penalty.
So Letha will step back kind of near Zephyr, not blocking her shot, but to also get maybe...
I ready my bow.
Allie. I lower my hand crossbow.
Yeah, Brother Ramius will step... Oh, yeah, no, I can't step in front of Talitha. He'll step off to the side in front of Buggles, just to try to create clearer lanes for the bow shooters.
And as soon as I get in, I'm going to try to move out of the way, but...
All right, we have a plan.
I open the door.
Explain to you what you see. First, what you smell, because you open the door and, like, ooh, you're immediately hit by the stench of death and decay.
Oh.
And, like, feces, like, horrible, horrible death smells. Whereas when you open the door to the greenhouse just moments ago, it was, like, nature and warmth and just, like, good smells. This is the exact opposite. Horrible smells. It looks like a dormitory in here. It's a pretty large room. There are several small beds, wooden cabinets, dressers. No two of them alike. All unique and different small beds for the gnomes. You see to the north, a little short staircase leading to a door. Another door to the west. Lying on each of the beds are half a dozen or so gnomes.
No.
I was wondering.
You are all horrible.
He murdered them.
They are all bound and blindfolded and gagged. However, in a pile in front of the door leading to the north are like four or five gnome bodies in various states of decay.
Oh my god.
And we will see you next week.
Oh my God. I mean, well, there went diplomacy.
Yeah.
Out the window.
Yep.
Oh God. I did not expect that.
I didn't either.
I thought they fled.
I thought he actually would have let them leave.
What are you going to tell Wisteria?
I'm so glad Wisteria didn't see
this. I'm so glad Wisteria's not here to see this.
You wanted to bring him along.
No.
Come on, this way.
Hyacinth comes up.
I forgot my keys. Oh, God. Oh, no.
It's time to make your membership official. Become an official member of The Naish today at jointhenaish.com. That's jointhenaish.com, where you'll get access to exclusive podcasts and live streams you can't find anywhere else. See what everybody's talking about and join The Naish today at jointhenaish.com.